Follow Up North News online anytime. Search Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for Up North News WI and our homepage, upnorthnewswi.com.
Kick the dust up.
Hey, speaking of that website, upnorthnewswi.com, go there, if you would, please. Click on the word newsletter up in the top banner and subscribe to the nice little product that that I put together with our team each weekday to tell you more about what's been going on. For those of you who did vote in the primary, good for you. It looks like, looking at a tweet from Scott Bauer of the Associated Press, that turnout was about 28% compared to 23% 4 years ago. So 28% of you, well done. The other 72%, people, what's it going to take? These are big, important races. So the flogging will continue until morale improves. Luke, you just reminded me that go ahead. I'm sorry. You were going to say something.
Dane County had like 38%. So Dane County had fairly decent turnout when it came to the primary yesterday.
Well, that's still 62% that didn't. So they're still on my list as well.
I understand. I just want to point out that the Dane County is bringing up those numbers, not bringing them down. That's all.
I hear you. Okay. You were telling me before that when we were talking about Robin Voss squeaking out a win, that, you know, he was asked about Michael Gableman and other matters. You've got a little clip of what he had to say last night. Here it comes. And well, if that doesn't say I might have made a bad hire, I don't know what does. But here's the thing. It sets up a very interesting caucus. We've just seen statewide what Republican voters are doing, and they have narrowly chosen to go with the Trumpism, the big lie, everything else. What's that caucus going to be like next week? You know, Robin Voss may think he's going in there and, you know, wagging his finger, you know, because he has controlled that caucus for many years, and that members will say, yes, sir, and all vote, because it is a caucus vote to get rid of Mike Gableman. Robin Voss may just find out next week that the tide has turned and that he no longer has, you know, a vote of confidence from the Republicans who make up the Republicans in the Assembly caucus there. So now we know. But if you would at least, Luke, play that first sentence again and then put that on a loop. I'd appreciate that. We'll need it. There we go. Okay. So we'll just keep that. Yeah. There. Thank you. Now, meanwhile, we have Governor Evers has already been spotted with his running mate, Sarah Rodriguez, state assembly rep. They kicked things off with a little breakfast at Monty's Blue Plate Diner in Madison, which, if memory serves me right, I believe 4 years ago, again, when Evers did not know who his running mate would be until after the election, he and his new running mate, Mandela Barnes, 4 years ago met, I want to say, is it Mickey's Dairy Barn? Dairy Bar?
Dairy Bar, yeah.
Dairy Bar?
Right next to Madison. Camp Randall in Madison.
Yes.
This one's a little bit more the east side, but I believe you're correct. I think it was Mickey's 4 years ago and Monty's now. This morning, Molly Beck over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is reporting that about five minutes ago.
This is if you don't want to talk issues and you just want to talk about why you should vote for somebody based on lifestyle choices, here's why you go with Tony Evers. He goes to breakfast at diners and coffee shops. You know, he goes and tips people who are working very hard to serve up, you know, some fried eggs and bacon. And I say that only because I'm just one of those extremely pro breakfast people. I'm in the kitchen at 5 o'clock, you know, at least five mornings a week, whipping out some kind of a hot breakfast. And then on the sixth, if I can go over to the Chippewa Family Restaurant or someplace else, I'm a breakfast person in the morning. So I'm happy to again see Governor Evers is doing that much for us. All right, let's get to the third congressional district next. And If you'll forgive me, I am again going to move a bunch of tabs out of the way because I swear I brought up the results. We already know it was Brad Paff. I just wanted to get you the exact. Here we go. All right. So Brad Paff, I wanted to look at the county map here and talk about it. Brad Paff, with the endorsement of retiring Democratic Congressman Ron Kind, won Tuesday's primary. 99% of the estimated vote has been counted, and Paff has 39% of the vote, compared to Rebecca Cook at 32%, and Deb McGrath at 19%, Mark Newman at about 11%. If you look at that from a margin standpoint, Paff got 24,000 votes and Rebecca Cook 19,000 votes. So about 5,000 votes separated them. When you look at the county map, Brad Paff did extremely well in the heart of the 3rd Congressional District, in that entire La Crosse area. Including, you know, Trempealeau and Jackson and La Crosse counties and Vernon and such. Rebecca Cook did well on the fringes of all the district, Eau Claire, Chippewa, Pierce, Pepin, you know, parts of Wood, Portage and others. And then Deb Baldus McGrath did well in her home county of Dunn County. But it will be Brad Paff going up against, you know, insurrectionist observer, at least insurrectionist adjacent, Derek Van Orden, in what will be, I mean, look, you think the races for Senate and governor are going to be nasty? Brad Paff, you know, is your quintessential nice guy. This is not going to be a nice race. So one last time, let's listen to Brad Paff sounding like a nice guy that he is, because for both him and Van Orden, the gloves are coming off after this. But here's what Brad told me at the state convention a couple of weeks back.
You know, people here in western and central Wisconsin, they know me. They know I've had the opportunity to work on their behalf. First with U.S. Senator Herb Kohl, then with Congressman Ron Kind. Had the opportunity to spend 8 years at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and I had the opportunity to lead the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. They know that I've always put their interests first. They know that I understand their communities. I understand a rural way of life. They know that I will continue to always put their interests first.
So that's Brad Paff, the nominee for the Democrats in the 3rd Congressional District. Now over to State Attorney General, where much like the state treasurer's race, the candidate that spent the most money did not win. In this case, Eric Toney is going to be the nominee, and he defeated Adam Jarko and Karen Mueller. Toney had 37% to Jarko's, well, about 37. Let me say that again. Toney at 37.5%, Jarko at 37%, and Karen Mueller at 25%. So it was a very close race that Eric Toney pulled off.
Yeah.
Sorry, Luke, I see you. You get so close to the microphone sometime, shut up and let the nice young man talk.
I'm sorry. But Daniel Bice pointed out last night, because I, like you, I scroll on Twitter just nonstop. And so I had one earphone in listening to election coverage right here on Civic Media for Bull Falls, Devil Radio in Madison, and the Shaw in Waukesha. And I was just scrolling on Twitter outside of that. And Daniel Bice put out there, the surprise of the night is Attorney General candidate Karen Mueller. And then he put in parentheses, R. ivermectin. Was how he classified her, not a Republican, but a Republican for
not
ivermectin.
From Chippewa Falls. Yeah. No, but from ivermectin world. Yes.
She's going to finish third out of the three candidates in the GOP primary, but she already had 91,000 votes with a third of the vote outstanding. So she received so many votes, and she was one of the individuals that brought a lawsuit against the state in 2020, trying to overturn the state's election results. And so like that was the third place finisher, almost 100,000 votes, maybe more after Daniel Bice's tweet, but that's the screenshot that I had snapshot in time that I had of Bice reporting on that third place finish.
Right. And again, not somebody that the conspiracy theorists, you know, were not laughed out of the party last night, neither in Wisconsin nor last week in other states. Some of them won. Some of them lost, but many of them had a very strong showing.
A ton of them won in Minnesota. Our neighbors to the west had a ton of pretty crazy candidates receive the GOP nominations for attorney general, I believe lieutenant governor, and a handful of positions in Minnesota that just it's pretty troubling right now to see who's winning some of these primaries.
So just as troubling to us in a story that we shared from July 11th at Up North News was some reporting that was done by the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism about Eric Toney, the Republican nominee for attorney general. It shows that basically Toney, as Fond du Lac County District Attorney, came to charge a woman with felony voter fraud simply for mistakenly registering with the address where she gets her mail. And Toney, wanting to make a name for himself by, you know, perpetuating these attacks on election integrity, has upended this woman's life, cost her thousands of dollars so that he can run on a platform supported by Donald Trump with lies about widespread voter fraud. And ironically, this wasn't, a Democratic voter that Toney went after. Eric Toney went after Jamie Wells, who said she wanted to register to vote because she wanted to vote for Donald Trump back in 2020. See, Wells and her husband are on the road most of the year. They live in a 42-foot camper. His work takes him to numerous farms all across the state. So their mail comes to a mail in a rental box at a UPS store in Fond du Lac. They've been doing that for 30 years. You know, I too, at times in my campaigns, have used the rented mailboxes at UPS stores. They are a great and convenient service. But when Wells needed to register to vote someplace, again, not having a permanent address, she thought that putting where the mailbox is was the right thing to do. It is not. You're not supposed to do it that way. But instead of, you know, simply taking that explanation, Eric Toney decided to charge her with felony voter fraud. So you had an assistant professor of political science at UW-Madison, Ian Main, saying that it's obviously for political reasons. It's abhorrent that a district attorney would publicly humiliate voters for making a mistake. It's a really tortured view, Main said, of what the provision in the statute means, and just really irresponsible. And so far, the legal bills for Jamie Wells have run close to $20,000. So Eric Toney is going to talk a lot about, election integrity in his race against Josh Call, the incumbent Democratic attorney general, and, you know, what we're going to have instead of a discussion on election integrity overall is a discussion about, you know, whether there was some prosecutorial misconduct involved in a district attorney bringing felony voter fraud charges, apparently to make a name for himself, you know, more than anything else. And, you know, upend one poor woman's life, who, by the way, again, registered to vote because she wanted to vote for Donald Trump in 2020. And look what that got her. The 29th Senate District around the Wausau area includes Marathon County, Rusk, Taylor, Sawyer, Clark, Wood County, parts of all of those. That was up because Jerry Petruski is not seeking another term. He is retiring. I want to pull up the exact numbers, and while I do, I'm going to tell you that the winner was Corey Tomczyk, or Tomczak, 59 years old, from Mosinee, a business owner, and based on an article in the Wausau Herald, an aficionado of cowboy hats. One of his very first complaints in his candidate questionnaire is that, you know, most Republicans are not Republican enough, and that he is very much a believer in the false claims made in the book 2000 Mules, or the movie 2000 Mules, that claims that drop boxes, you know, are used by so-called mules who are dropping off, you know, tons and tons of ballots from other people. When in fact, if we've learned nothing else from this year, the only election mule we know about is that Ron Johnson very nearly took fraudulent ballots to the vice president as part of Trump's effort to overturn the election. But Corey Tomczyk will be the nominee for the Republicans, running against Bob Look on the Democratic side in the 29th Senate District. Let's take a break. We'll wrap up the hour here. Coming up next, you're up north.